news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Every Thursday morning, the Labor Department reports the previous week's jobless claims. Last week, another 2.4 million workers filed new claims for a total of 38.6 million Americans who've now applied for unemployment assistance over the past 9 weeks. Just for comparison's sake, the largest weekly number of unemployment claims filed before the pandemic hit was 695,000 back in October of 1982. In other devastating numbers, the World Health Organization on Wednesday reported 106,000 new coronavirus cases in the previous 24 hours, making it the most in a single day since the outbreak began. And on Thursday morning, we passed the tragic milestone of 5 million cases. The worldwide death toll reached 328,368, with 93,439 deaths in the U.S. alone. And according to new estimates from Columbia University disease modelers, the researchers estimate that if the U.S. had begun imposing social distancing measures just 1 week earlier in March, about 36,000 fewer people would have died. If the country had begun locking down cities and limiting social contact on March 1st, 2 weeks earlier than when most people started staying home, a vast majority of the nation's deaths, about 83%, would have been avoided. Take a bow, Mr. President. You wear this as a badge of honor, right? In other news, the Supreme Court on Wednesday temporarily blocked the House Judiciary Committee from obtaining secret grand jury materials from former special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation. The committee issued an emergency request for the files last summer. The D.C. Federal Appeals Court ruled in their favor in March. But the Supreme Court this week ruled that the House panel could not access the material, including redacted portions of Mueller's report, until the White House and the Justice Department had time for a full appeal. That will likely prevent the materials from being released until after the 2020 elections. And as Trump escalates his Obamagate attacks, the Republican-led Senate is playing along with his nonsense. The Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee on Wednesday voted 8-6 along party lines to subpoena the lobbying firm Blue Star Strategies. They were a consultant to Burisma, the Ukrainian gas company that paid Hunter Biden to serve on its board. As the Republicans ramp up their investigations tied to the Obama administration and Hunter Biden. And instead of dealing with our national health emergency that's left millions of Americans out of work and worrying about health insurance, Senate Republicans move forward confirming another judicial nominee, a guy named Corey Wilson, who is on record as having called the Affordable Care Act, quote, illegitimate, perverse, and liberal utopia-dictated health care. Seriously. In 2012, Wilson called same-sex marriage, quote, an attempt to cast Republicans as intolerant, uncaring, and even bigoted. All right? In 2016, as a state legislator, he voted for what has been dubbed the nation's most extreme anti-LGBTQ law. Way to go, Republicans. And if it's Thursday, Donald Trump's going to Michigan, a state not only dealing with historic record unemployment challenges, but also a 500-year flood as two dams were breached. Oh, and the loss of more than 5,000 residents to the COVID-19 pandemic. So Trump is going to visit Ford Motor Company's Rawsonville Components plant in Ypsilanti, which has been reconfigured to manufacture PPE. Despite strict mask requirements at the plant, Trump has refused to commit to wearing one. But there's more news out of Michigan. As of Monday, 334 corrections officers from the Michigan Department of Corrections have tested positive for COVID-19, though they say the true figure is thought to be much higher because the department has conducted very limited testing. And on top of all of this, Donald Trump on Wednesday threatened to withhold federal funds from Michigan and Nevada, too, if these states follow through on plans to expand voting by mail. Trump falsely accused the two states of voter fraud. He accused Michigan of sending mail-in ballots to its residents, which aides later acknowledged was not true. Michigan's Secretary of State sent registered voters ballot applications only, an increasingly common practice among state election officials. Trump later corrected his tweeted allegations against Michigan, but continued to accuse the Secretary of State there of acting illegally. Nevada's Republican Secretary of State has also declared the state's primary to be a nearly all-male election, so all registered voters in that state are getting ballots. And of course, Michigan is still reeling from those two breached dams, causing major flooding and destruction. Governor Gretchen Whitmer saying Wednesday that the state will hold people responsible for these dams' failures. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.